Thursday's Roundup, sponsored by Added Touch Floral and Gifts and by Schmidt Woodland Hills. Get ready for a show full of energy, world records, and the opportunity to learn absolutely nothing. Tune in for some fun, knowledge, and of course, frivolous information.
It's time for the Roundup.
Morning, Philip.
The Hankster.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing fine.
Living the dream, you are.
Living the dream.
A little rain out there?
A little rain, yes. Yeah. Probably would have been a good day to sleep in, but you
Oh, I'm going home. See you later, bud.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, you were here early this morning.
I was here early.
You must not have been able to sleep
in. I couldn't sleep much. Huh. So, but anyway, it's part of it some days. You know, when the workload is heavy here, you just...
Oh. Boy,
you have not let up on me, and
I got to play the little violins.
Yeah. Do you hear them?
No, I don't.
I do.
Oh well,
get off the windows.
Yeah, whatever.
What? You're playing with a pen again, Phil.
Mm-hmm.
So where's all these pens that you were bragging to everybody about? You hid them from us.
I misled somebody. I said, you know, I was trying to make a joke that I said how old these pens were.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody wanted to see them because I said it was F&M Bank and Coast to Coast and Keegan Mills. And everybody, hey, I want to see those. So, no, I was making a joke that they're not, you know, they're old pens.
Oh.
They're not really that old. But, you know, over here somewhere.
But see, you...
Here.
So someone brought you those.
Yeah, I whine down the air that every time...
You whine about everything.
Yeah, every time I go to write, somebody calls in with a birthday, and I'm like,
It's really funny that, you know, I gave you two pens the other day,
yep.
And there's gone, and that's a new one in here.
Yep.
And that one will be gone today, too, because you leave them everywhere.
Well,
Of pens.
I'm not the only one, but that's the case.
No, it is. You're the only one in here.
A lot of people are in here. They go in that studio. So, like, one studio has, like, 100 pens, and there are none in here.
Okay, Phil. And that's your studio.
Uh-huh. Well, no.
Yeah.
Go look right now. I bet you can only find maybe one pen.
Okay, you take them somewhere, young man.
No.
I'm just saying, I don't take your pens. The only ones I take are the good ones.
I didn't accuse you.
You didn't have to. I feel it. All WRCO staff are hurt by the insinuation that we're pen thieves.
Well, that's too bad.
And you don't really care at this point, do you?
No, not really. I'm just kind of seeing these pens are taped together. I could almost, like back in the day when I was writing sentences, you know, tape that many pens together. So let's see if I can still do it after all these years here. You know.
I bet you can, Phil. You probably still have to do it for June every once in a while.
I'm going to get three of them out of the rubber band here and see if I can still do it, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. I will not...
write a sentence.
Talk out of turn. Okay. All right.
Wow.
Not bad.
You don't have to worry about that here.
No, I don't have to.
It's always your turn.
Well, as I say, I get paid for what I used to get in trouble for.
So yes.
There you go.
It all comes together somehow.
If you're lucky enough to find that job.
Any plans for the night, young man?
I'm trying to think. No, the end of the year walk with Grace meeting is tonight. At 6, so that's going on. It's kind of the calm before the busy storm. We get into...
Yeah, next week it starts.
High school sports, So it'll be my last free Friday night, so... June and I might go out on the
June
town.
June better take advantage
She's going to take advantage of
it. She's probably going away.
We're
going
to go out on the town, and we'll probably be home by 5:45.
Yes. So. Hey, you always know when you're getting older, Phil, do you know?
Yep.
That when you're getting ready to go to bed, your kids are getting ready to go out.
I know it. Isn't that the
that
way
is
it is?
That is the truth.
It is the truth.
It is.
And there's always the joke about, you know, older people going out and... going out to eat, you know, by 5:00 and, you know, but really that isn't that bad of a deal because I don't like to eat late.
I don't either.
Anymore. You know, it's better for you if you eat earlier.
So. See, and my bowl of ice cream at 2:30 in the morning, that's late to eat. No, that's just early.
That's... So that's your past midnight snack.
I tell you, I can't have ice cream in the house. I can't say no to it.
Oh, it's hard.
It's hard.
Uh-huh.
And then, but if you look at the ice cream dish and you go, you know what? We can turn this into a fruit salad.
Oh.
So I put bananas in it.
Oh.
Strawberries. And then, you know, it needs some protein, so I throw some peanuts in there.
Oh.
So it's actually a pretty nice dish.
With ice cream?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
And then to sweeten everything up, you add a little bit of sugar and some chocolate syrup.
Sugar?
Oh, yes.
The chocolate syrup isn't good enough.
No.
Oh, Hank.
Yeah.
There's just temptations all around.
Maybe I need an intervention.
Maybe you do.
Yeah.
That actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah. Utter Brothers and A&W from basketball don't help me at all.
I was going to say.
They do not help me.
And as I mentioned earlier, you're looking out and you're seeing Dunkin', yes. McDonald's, Pizza Hut, and KFC Taco Bell the other way.
Yeah, not a fan.
What do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah, what do you do?
I eat Marie Callender's lunch yesterday.
Oh.
World record day, young man.
Yeah. What do you got?
What do you got? I got a height. Did you see about the high school basketball coach?
I did.
Did you have that down?
I saw that.
I'll let you go ahead since you're a sports nut.
The coach from Maine.
Yes.
Broke a Guinness World Record by shooting 1,134 three-pointers in 1 hour. Ryan Martin, a coach at Lake Region High School in Naples and a former Mr. Maine basketball, made those behind the three-point line in the one-hour time limit. He says it's really just taking it one shot at a time and having confidence in yourself, knowing you're prepared to do it. Boy, I don't know. I'd probably make three.
He's a 1,000-point scorer in an hour.
I know. Boy, that's crazy.
A wedding ring, Philip, lost on a Kentucky couple's property, was finally found more than 61 years later.
Wow.
Barbara Gregory said her husband, Glenn, lost his wedding ring just 2 months after the wedding in 1963. And said the ring was lost near the tree they planted after returning from their honeymoon. But despite a long search, it never turned up. Glenn died in December and was buried on the Henry Country Farm. Barbara Gregory hired Jonathan Searcy of Searcy Monument Company to place Glenn's grave marker. And while working near the tree, he spotted something glistening in the sun.
Ooh, there you go.
So, it was the odds are 1 in a million that you're going to find that. And where he was going to be buried, they found his ring.
They found his ring.
That's pretty impressive.
That is impressive.
Yeah, someone's talking to him.
Some divine intervention.
You ain't a kidding.
Yep.
So, but that's always, and that's why a lot of people, I always give good advice, Phil, or try to.
People take advice from you?
Sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. They go, the best time in your life is behind you. Is not behind you. It's in front of you. You have to make what it is.
Yeah, I know. Sometimes you forget that.
Yeah, Ron Fruit always told me. He goes, Henry, there's a reason that the rearview mirror is smaller than the windshield.
Oh.
So,
good advice.
It is. Really is. So just keep your head, keep pounding. Keep pounding.
I'm very guilty of living in the past, I think. Yeah. Especially on Saturday nights.
Yeah, Saturday nights, yeah. Sure.
But then...
But you don't have to bring the hair and all the clothes that come with the past.
Oh.
Like your hippie hair and stuff like that. Oh. Because you're always living in the past here. Or your rock.
Uh-huh.
Yep. You don't have to do
that. Headbang.
You don't have to bring all that stuff in.
No.
And we're kind of getting tired of it.
Well, thank you. Anything else you'd like to complain about?
Did you have the console one?
Yes, I did.
Go ahead with that one.
The dedicated gamer from Saudi Arabia, earning a Guinness World Record. Hooking up 444 video game consoles to a single TV.
That is crazy.
How could you do that?
Did you see the video of that?
Yes, I did. He set them up with more than 30 RCA switchers, more than 12 HDMI switchers, and various other modes of connection. So one TV, and he could switch back and forth from all those video games.
Isn't that crazy?
The question is why? But yeah, he did set the record, it sounds like.
But... Another record, Phil, or another question, why in the heck would you have 444 consoles?
I don't know.
My goodness. That's a lot of money.
Probably bought a few used because they are for sale.
Yeah, he said he had them from a Sega Genesis, extremely rare, Super A cam. I was really, you remember the Sega Genesis?
Oh, sure. Yep.
Did you know that I got the Sega sports award in Arkansas when I was a senior.
For video gaming?
No, for playing football.
Really?
Yep, I did.
Yeah. I did not know that.
Huh. People go to, what's Sega? Never mind.
Oh, that's awesome. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, it was a scholarship of some sort.
Huh.
Yeah, it was the Sega Genesis athlete of, I don't remember what it was, but doesn't really matter. I mean.
Huh. Well, that's very cool.
Did you have something you wear in your letter jacket with that then? Or
No. I put it on my Speedo.
Oh.
Yes. Do you want to see it?
No.
Do you want to see the patch?
No.
Hey, the tallest toilet paper roll pyramid, Phil. We could do this. We could break this record.
All right.
It's 13 feet, 5 inches high. It was built by Ivan Nito of Monterio and Fernando Grama, all of Brazil. It's really neat.
Wow.
On November 20th of last year, the structure was made of 23,821 separate rolls.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, you talk about, it's a good thing that they didn't do that during the COVID era.
Yeah, that's true. That it was hard to find a roll.
Yes,
but it'd be, you know, you'd be constructing the pyramid, and then somebody would holler and say, "Hey, I need a roll." You know, then it'd ruin the pyramid. It'd come crashing down, probably.
One more final thought: the movie Die Hard 2. You remember that?
Yeah, well, sure.
Was released in Hungary under the title "Your Life Is More Expensive." That's the truth,
buddy. All right.
I hope you have a great day, and everybody be kind.